Praise the Lord. Let's go to Psalms 57. I just want to read two or three psalms for you for encouragement, because I know there's a lot of discouragement going on right now, and in the world especially, but even in the church, you know, it spills over. I mean, if you're around negative people all day, and you're around workplace all day, and you hear all this negative stuff, it can rub off on you, can't it? I mean, really, it says the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, and other things makes us unfruitful. God wants us to be fruitful. God wants us to be fruitful and what? Multiply. And nobody's going to want to be a Christian if they think it's boring and dull and depressing. Hello? They really don't, because they can get that in the world. You know, at least they can fake being happy with stimulants and other help. You know, you can stay happy for a little bit, but we got peace, praise the Lord. We got peace if we'll just grab it. Verse 1, be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. So there's calamities and there's stuff going on in your life all the time, but you will be my refuge, God, until this stuff passes by. Nobody's going to get out of here without going through some tribulation, you know. Nobody's going to get through this life without getting through some disappointments, right? You know, and it depends. You know, you can stay in a pig pen. Sometimes it's ordained to wake us up, but you can choose to stay in there a whole lot longer than God meant for you to be in there, you know. I mean, it's our choice. It's our choice to embrace the Word of God. It's our choice to embrace the things of God. It's our choice to embrace the discipline of God. Because the discipline of God is good. It is pure. It purifies our hearts. Well, I wasn't going to preach. I was just going to read this psalm to you. I will cry out to God most high. That's why we raise our hands to Him, because He's most high. To God who performs all things for who? For me. Say that. God performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up. Who wants to swallow you up and spit you out? The enemy, Satan. God will send forth His mercy and His truth. My soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. Into the midst of it, they themselves have fallen. Selah. Selah. My heart is steadfast, O God. Let's say that. Let's declare that. Even if you don't feel like you're that. My heart is steadfast, O God. Let's say that again. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and I will give you praise. What is steadfast? Fixed. Unmoving. My heart is steadfast that Jesus is Lord. Awake, my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. Whoa, now that's some heavy praise. I will awaken the dawn. Wake up! Jesus is Lord. Wake up! God is King. Praise the Lord. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations, for your mercy reaches unto the heavens and your truth into the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. Go to Psalm 67. Lord, we declare your glory over, I can't think of the name of that island. Fort Pickens. I've been there when we went to Pensacola. Lord, we declare your glory and presence over Fort Pickens Island in Florida in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for a mass conversion of Muslims, God. Lord, when they move into this country, there won't be Sharia law, God. They'll get saved and renounce that devil in Jesus' name. It's a devil. It's a devil. It's a devil. You don't know how many people I've met recently, and I heard Justin tell me that, oh, there's many paths to God. There are many paths to God. Sounds like some bad kung fu movie. There's only one path to God. And the rest of them lead to hell. Y'all know that? You're gonna be labeled a bigot. You're gonna be labeled intolerant. You're gonna be labeled one way. You are one way. You can hold your finger up straight up. One way Jesus. One way Jesus. One way Jesus. There is only one way. How do you respond to somebody when they go, there are many paths to heaven? And I'll say, what about Jesus? Yeah, he's a path. Was he a prophet? Yes, he was a prophet. Did he tell the truth? Yes. Okay, Jesus said, John 14:6, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. So if Jesus said that, okay, he's one of three things. He's either a liar, and good men and prophets don't lie, so that should X that out. Or he's a lunatic, because nobody would die on a cross for nothing, for stupidity. They would not do that. Or he was Lord. He's one of those three. There's no other options, period. And you just need to boldly tell him that in a nice way. You don't need to be hollering like I am. You need to tell him in a nice, peaceful way. Live long and prosper. And by the way, the one that prospers you is Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Come on. 1, 2, 3. Glory. Come on. I want to hear a glory cry. 1, 2, 3. Glory. Wake up the sleeping babies. That's okay. Look at her. She's at peace. You've been hearing me in a mother's womb. You know my voice. Isn't that cool? They do. They do. That is so neat. Psalm 67. God be merciful to us. Okay. Say that. God be merciful to us. Let's put me in there. God be merciful to me and bless me. Say that. God be merciful to me and bless me. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me. Oh, you shouldn't ask for blessings on your own life. Why not? Why not? Lord, bless me. Lord, bless my family. Lord, bless my church. Lord, bless my nation. Because you know what? If you're not blessed, you're what? You're cursed. It's just like Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. Either you're blessed or you're cursed. There is no gray area. Man, there's a lot in this psalm here. I didn't even realize it until I started reading it. God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah, which Selah means listen, be quiet, and meditate on that for just a second. You can meditate on that all day. That your way, your capital Y, your way may be known on earth. Your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Selah. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. So he says, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. And then he says, after we do this, then the earth will yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us, shall bless us. So when we praise God, we allow an increase to come. When you bless God, there's an increase. I'll tell you a story. I just thought of this, man. I started planting a garden again last year, and I did the railroad tie thing, even though they say that gets creosote in the soil and it'll kill you, but it didn't, so I'm okay. Don't have no tumors or nothing. But anyway, I did that, and I went out there in the mornings, and I worked in the garden because it didn't rain 4 feet. But I go out there in the morning, and I would put my music on, put worship music on, and you know what? That garden excelled last year. You know, this year I didn't really have much time to go out there and do it, and I didn't play no worship music, and it just bombed out this year. I mean, it was, I believe the praises of God going over those plants, I believe it caused the increase. I really do. I played some worship in the chicken coop, and they laid 5 eggs a day instead of one. That's not true. I'm messing with you. But it could happen, you know, it really, really, really. If we praise the Lord everywhere we go and everywhere, we will prosper. If we curse the Lord, well, look around at people that curse the Lord. Look at the end thereof. 1 Chronicles, I'm switching gears. That's just to encourage you. Now I'll go to Psalm 77. One more psalm. This is encouraging me. We don't get no further than encouragement today. That's just fine. Psalm 77, verse 11. Y'all got it? I will remember. I will remember. What's remember? I wanted somebody to give me a definition. Call to remembrance. Anybody else got anything? Remember? Very good. Look back. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will also meditate on all your work and talk of your deeds. Your way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Who is so great a God as our God? Question. Is Buddha where it's at? Is he where you are? Could Muhammad move a mountain, or was that just PR? Did you mean to die like this, or was that a mistake? Or did you think your messy deck would be a record breaker? Don't get me wrong. Don't you get me wrong. Just want to know. Just want to know. Are you Lord? Are you Lord? Yes, he's Lord. Oh, that line was from a perversion of the gospel called Jesus Christ Superstar. Fun, great little music and stuff, but it all pointed to there's many ways, there's many ways, there's many paths. It's only one way. There's only one way. There's only one way. You are the God who does wonders. You have declared your strength among the peoples. You have with your arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. I'm talking about remembering the wonders of the Lord. 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 You got to step on holy ground, didn't you? You got to go over Brownsville. You got to see where it happened, didn't you? I mean, did you feel anything there, or it just all faded away?
I was there to pray that revival would still come to our country. Yeah. That's praise what, God. So of course I felt God.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know you did, but, you know, one time when you got within a mile of there, you could feel, no, okay. When I went to Steve Hill's funeral, of course, everybody was there was still about revival and wanting the things. And that's what made it happen, people's hunger for a move of God. It wasn't that ground was holy ground. Well, it was holy ground at that time because there was an open portal over that place. And that's God. That's why we're here today gathered, Lord. That's why we're going to go pray over this problem. We have to have an open heaven over this place. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God is so good. He's so good. Remembers the wonders of the Lord. Remember what you were like before Jesus. When you start fretting about you're not close to Jesus as you should be, start thinking about what you were 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago. What were you then? You were hopeless without Jesus. At least some of us were. You got to remember the wonders of the Lord. It's a good thing. I know some people tell you, well, you don't need to bring up the past. You don't need to think about the past. You don't need to let it condemn you, but you need to go, whoa, I was lost, but now I'm found, praise the Lord. How many of y'all knew that you 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 were screwed up and lost? Come on, you knew it. You didn't have to nobody to tell you you were a sinner. That was life. Praise God for his graciousness, man. That ain't even a word, is it? Graciousness. Sound like Jimmy Swaggart. Oh, and speaking of that, mighty man of God. All you ever hear about is his fake tears when he was running around with that floozy. Jimmy Swaggart was a mighty, mighty, mighty man of God. Hundreds of thousands came into the kingdom because of his ministry, whether he was living right or not. I remember the wonders of the Lord. First Chronicles, chapter 16. Let me know when you got it. I want you to look at it. First Chronicles 16. Got it? You really ought to practice. It's really good to be able to find scripture. Really, it is. I know on a phone it's even easier and quicker, but remembering. Erase that, please. Could you make it sound like I'm an intelligent human being, Holly? Remembering gives us strength. I'm going to pull out 3 things about remembering. Remembering gives us strength. Say, remembering gives us strength. Very good. 1 Chronicles 16:8. Oh, give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. So it talks about in verse 9, sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of his wondrous works. And in verse 7 it says, seek the Lord in his strength. You praise him, you praise his name, you praise his works, and he gives you strength. How many of y'all are weak? I'm not going to confess it, but I am weak sometimes, man, you know. Jesus said it's good when you're weak, because when you're weak, he's strong. But he will not make his strength known to you unless you're willing to give him glory. When he resurrects you, he wants glory. He wants praise. Man, I'm telling you, the kingdom of God, the Bible says the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. I am telling you, there is a generation, there is a group of people out there outside these doors that are hopeless. They have no hope. They see the economy getting worse. They see our nation going down the toilet. They see sexual perversion ruling and reigning over our country. They see all this coming like a freight train, and they're scared, and they're depressed. Even though they're laughing and, you know, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. That's what's going on right now. But inside, they're crushed. And they want to look at something bigger than them and see that there's some truth in it. They want to look at the people that are called by His name and go, whoa, they really are overcomers. You know, you always think people want to see you fall, people want to see you fail. No, they want to look at you and go, it's real. There really is a God. This person couldn't get through all this if there wasn't a God. I told y'all this at Friday night over at the park, but it's simple as saying to somebody, can I pray for you? How many of y'all, how intimidating is that to say? No, really. Turn to the person next to you. Well, either one. Then you can turn to the other one. Just say, can I pray for you? Say it. Can I pray for you? Yes, you can. Pray for them. Just pray for them. Grab somebody right there. Grab somebody that's not there. Karen, you need somebody to pray with you. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless my sister mightily, God, in Jesus' name. Now, I don't want you to say this unless you mean it, okay? Because God's going to hold you to it. Y'all ready? I'm going to tell you what you're going to say to God. If you really want God to move in your life, if you really want God to get you out of your shyness and your shell, sometimes we got to covenant. Sometimes we got to make promises. And you go, oh, you shouldn't make covenants because what if you break them? Oh, if I make a covenant to God, I'm going to be sure I don't break it. You know? I think you just need to say, Jesus, I will pray for someone this week out in the public place that I don't know. Or I will ask, okay? That's all He's asking. Y'all do that. I'm not going to have lead you in that, but if that's what you want God to do in you, you make a covenant with Him that I will do that this week. I will ask. I will ask. It was, went out to eat with Pastor Paul in Geneva, I know some of y'all heard this, but to me it was beautiful. We went out to eat the other night, and we went to Old Charlie's, and this lady comes up that's training a lady, and she was one of them bubbly ladies that just, oh, everything's wonderful, are you having a wonderful, I mean, just nice, not bad wonderful, just nice, sincerely nice, and laughter and joy. Would seem. And I asked her, I said, can I pray with you about something? Because I felt like somebody in her home was sick. And she says, oh my gosh. She's my husband is having seizures all the time. And he's been disabled by it. And she said, I have been in deep depression for a year. I was off last week in the hospital, and they gave me medicine, anti-depression medicine. So, yes, I need prayer. She said, this is God. God sent y'all here to pray with me. And if you looked at her face, Amy, you'd go, this girl, she don't have a care in the world. Everything's just wonderful. But you can put on a face. Well, we prayed, and she had tears of joy. God just moved on this lady. It wasn't nothing. The Holy Spirit sent, here, I'm going to send somebody. But you know what? If I hadn't been obedient, because the first thing I was obedient with was God said, why don't you ask Paul and Geneva if they want to go out to eat Thursday night? And I knew the Holy Spirit was quickening that. I didn't know that it was going to, but it's step by step by step. And when you disobey him here, you miss out on something that he wants. Does that make sense? You know, if you say no in the beginning, you never know. So don't say no to him, man. Anyway. So he gives us strength, don't he? Here's another one. Psalm 105. I'm going to read it real quick. If you can find it, verse 1, that's fine. If not, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of his wondrous works. Glory is his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. It says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. So remembering gives us strength. Would you agree with that? So we need strength. We need to remember the works of the Lord. You need to remember the wonders of the Lord. Not only what's in the Old Testament and the New Testament, what he did there, but you're a living testament, the Bible says. You are a living written letter to the Lord. You know that? You're a book of Acts. Amy's Acts. Someday the books will be open and it'll be the book of Amy's Acts. Seriously. And it's going to be, whoa, awesome, incredible. And I believe that's why he's going to have to drive her tear from our eyes, because we're going to have this other book and it's going to be like the Acts Amy could have done. And I'm not picking on you, Amy, but this is what you could have done and what you could have been. And that's going to make us weep. That's going to make us weep, because none of us have attained everything God wants us to, but he's going to dry our tears. But I want, oh, Jesus, I want a good place in heaven, don't you? I don't want a little corner in the cobwebs. Yeah, if I, you know, just getting in's beats not getting in. But, you know, remembering, this is next, remembering defeats the enemy. Psalm 143, verse 3. I'll let you find that real quick. Psalms is in the middle of your Bible. You just pull the middle open, unless you got this huge concordance. Just go right to the middle, and that'll get you in Psalms. Psalm 143. Verse 3. Got it? Close. Praise the Lord. Okay. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like those who have long been dead. Whoa! That don't sound too fluffy, does it? Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. And so he says, then he says, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. So when you get all the way to the bottom, you go, man, I remember when I first got saved. I remember when I wasn't guilty no more. I remember when the blood washed away my sins. I remember when you set me free of drugs. I remember when you set me free of alcohol. I remember when you set me free of pornography. I remember when you set me free of addictions. I remember when you caused me to love people I hated. You remember that? Can you remember when he caused you to love people you couldn't stand? Just love, love, love. And you think, man, I'm having a difficult time with that right now. You got to remember that he's the same as he's same now as when he set you free the first time. He is able to complete the good work he has started in you. Come on, how many of y'all hated people's guts? I did, man. There was bosses at work that I could despise them. I would have used that old thing. If they were on fire, I wouldn't. But you know what? He caused me to love them. He caused me to come up to them in the hall and say, "How you doing, brother?" And mean it. And they're like, "What is this? I've never done nothing but treated this guy horrible. Why would he?" We became friends. I mean, that's God. You know, that is God. Who? Well, I'll tell you what. I'm just going to lay those two out, and then we're going to read Leviticus 23, verse 39. What's that? Oh, did you? Praise God. Leviticus 23. Because the Jewish feasts are all about remembrance. That's what they're about. Because God does not want you to forget. In America, we have Christmas celebrations every year. Now, it's not always because we want to remember Jesus' birth. It's just because we want to remember a good time with family. We have Thanksgiving. It's to remember. Even though maybe there's maybe a family gets together and there's not a lot of joy and there's not a lot of, it's just kind of a fake thing, but it's remembering. There's power in remembering things, you know. That's why we have Memorial Day. You know, that's the reason every Memorial Day I get in my car and make up our car or motorcycle, make about 200, 300 mile loop, and I visit. I put one, I'm so cheap, I go to Walmart and I buy these little plastic flowers, and I'll put at least one of them on each grave of my uncles, my aunts, my grandma, my grandpa. And that's not pagan. And they're not there, and I know all that, but I remember that. I remember that my mama, or I remember my mom took that real serious. She always went and decorated the graves. And I'm not telling you guys to do that. But when I go there, I don't talk to my mom and dad, my brother. "Hey, Brian, how's it going, buddy? How's things in glory? Is heaven good?" You know, we don't have discussions. Because if you do talk to dead people, you know, You can't do that. The Bible says not to communicate with dead people. You wouldn't be talking to them anyway. You'd be talking to some demon. But anyway, I'll say, "Man, God, thank you. Thank you, God, for a mom that loved me and a mom that prayed for me and a dad that worked hard." You know, I'll sit down, I'll just thank God for my brother, for my brother prayed Donna and I into the kingdom, and I'll just thanks, Mama. Thanks, Papa, for taking care of my mom and getting, you know, just, and I don't spend, but it's just remembering. Remembering. And oh, by the way, this is a praise. I got to share this with you. Remember Mary Beth, my niece? She got married to a Mormon, and I cautioned her and I warned her, and I said, "That's a cult." And I talked to the boy she was going to marry. He'd been to the temple, man. He'd done it all. And I asked him, "Is it true that you believe Jesus and Lucifer are brothers?" "Yes, I believe that, but you don't understand. Do you wear sacred underwear to protect you?" "Yes, but you don't understand. Do you believe Jesus came from the planet Kolar?" "Yes, but you..." Everything that I'd heard, he said, "Yes, that's true." And I remember Mary Beth, I said to her, she grew up Baptist, she grew up knowing the truth. And I said to her, Mary, she'd been going to the Mormon church for a while. I said, Mary, who is Jesus? He's the Son of God. Is he God in the flesh? Well, no, he's not God. I'm like, then you're not a Christian. You're not a Christian. You're not my sister in the Lord. I love you, but you're deceived. Well, got a call from her mom the other day. Said, Mary Beth is separated from, which that's horrible news to me, Ryan. She's separating from him, which I didn't want to hear that at all. But she made sure to tell me that Mary Beth has renounced the Mormon faith. So to me, I was like, yes! I mean, I didn't try not to get too excited on the phone, but I mean, God's answered all these prayers people have been sending up for Mary Beth. Now, there's no problem with Jesus saving Ryan. So God, y'all agree with me. Lord, we pray Ryan would come into the kingdom of God, Lord, that he would put down this, he would put down these lies and he would walk in the truth, Jesus. And that family would be restored. You'd restore Mary's love for Ryan and Ryan's love for Mary, God, and everything the enemy's tried to tear down, you'd restore in Jesus' name. Okay, I don't know how I got there. Leviticus 23:39. On the 15th day of the seventh month, and I think I read today that this is like the 5,000 and something celebration of Feast of Sukkot. So this has been going on a long time. 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you will keep the feast of the Lord for 7 days. On the first day, there will be a Sabbath rest. That's today. And on the eighth day, a Sabbath rest. I think that's next Sunday, in the end of it. And you shall take for yourselves on the first day the fruit of beautiful trees, branches of palm trees, the boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook, and you will rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. You will keep it as a feast to the Lord for 7 days in the year. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. A booth is, they would usually put up like palm branches and stuff, but they put no roof on it because they could be under the stars. You should dwell in booths for 7 days. All who are native Israelites shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. So Moses declared to the children of Israel the feast of the Lord. So again, it's a time to remember that the Lord brought you out of bondage in Egypt, to remember that you were in booths for 40 years, and they weren't in tents. They were literally out under the stars most of the time. So anyway, go to Revelation 21, remembering the wonders of the Lord again, because you remember when we, how many of y'all are original, how many of y'all go back as far as Greenville Community Church? Wow, how many go back to the barn days? Sometimes you forget, don't you? Sometimes you forget. Boy, them was the good old days, man. You forget about going in that stinky outhouse and doing your business. Y'all remember that? The girls actually had a room, but it was one of those little porta toilets you take camping. And I had a sign up that says, please don't do number two in here. But, oh, when I had to clean it out every week, evidently people didn't get the message. But this is no lie. When it was below 30 degrees, and sometimes it got down to 20 and 10 degrees, we had a wood stove, and we would burn coal in it, and we'd burn whatever, and we'd have it kicking, and we had two of those, was it two or more? Those kerosene Oh, we had a big electric heater, and then we had kerosene blowers, and they were loud. And you'd be okay from about here up, wouldn't you? But your feet, you'd need to wear a couple, three pairs of socks because your feet would freeze because that cold air went to the floor. Remembers of the wonders of the Lord. And I was thinking about that this morning. I thought, you faithful pioneers, who would endure that for how many years? I mean, but we didn't look at it as enduring anything. We looked at it as like, this is what God has got for us. We got to remember the wonders of the Lord. We came together because of Jesus. We didn't come together because of a building. I praise God for this building, but this is not what God's about. He's not about this 18 acres. He's not about this building. He's about the kingdom of God. He wants us to remember what he brought us from. Further back in that, youth group. Further back, you know, further back in the living room on Friday nights. I mean, the wonders of the Lord, the wonders of the Lord, the wonders of the Lord. I'll never forget that. One New Year's Eve. One New Year's Eve, I went out and got different colored masking tape, and I laid out Greenville in the sanctuary, the streets, different color tape, and we were out there walking down the streets and claiming Greenville, Indiana, that we would one day be planted in Greenville, Indiana. Remember the wonders of the Lord. Blew the shofar on New Year's Eve, the Four Corners. Danny and Alma Hammond was there that night. It was bitter cold. We went out as far as the property line on 150, four ways. And we blew the shofar, and we claimed Greenville for Jesus. The wonders of the Lord. The wonders of the Lord. He told me to set up a tent and put some signs out in Greenville. Remember that? And get some black light bulbs and paint these signs with what they call it, day glow paint. It looked like Las Vegas when you come down that hill where the liquor store is now. It looked like Las Vegas when you came down there. It said, repent, Greenville, from drugs, from including marijuana, fornication, adultery, witchcraft, blah, 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 blah. Remember the wonders, you know, and I could go into all that, but the day Mike and I took it apart, we pulled the posts out of the ground. I think Mike said, let's plant our church cards in those holes. So we planted our church cards in there. Praise God, we tried to buy the liquor store where the liquor store is now. They wouldn't sell it to us. But I'm so glad we didn't get that. I'm so glad. It wasn't the right place. But God put us here. God put us here. And I could go into all kinds, but you got to remember sometimes what the Lord has brought you out of. And remember that God did not just want Faith Harvest planted in Greenville, Indiana. He wanted it to harvest Greenville, Indiana. And we're not seeing that. So we got to pray that God will bring this harvest in Greenville, and your town too. But I'm just saying, each one of y'all represent a region. Each one of y'all represent a place God wants to move. Y'all are Fredericksburg, right? And praise God that you came today, because that's a long haul anymore without that bridge in. Sellersburg for Jesus. Salem for Jesus. New Albany for Jesus. Lanesville for Jesus. Palmyra for Jesus. Pekin for Jesus. Greenville for Jesus. Karen, what would be your town be called? Palmyra. Jeffersonville for Jesus. You wouldn't even be a town, but what would it be? What's the closest one you're to? Alton for Jesus. About you, would you be considered? What? Cordon? Cordon for Jesus. Been plowing in there for a long time. I'm going to shut up. What? Navelton for Jesus. What else? Anybody? I didn't want to leave anything. And of course, there's a lot of people not here. Clarksville? Clarksville for Jesus. Scottsburg for Jesus. I thought y'all was, okay. Okay, we'll take that too. Louisville for Jesus. That's where I'm from. Paducah for Jesus. That's where you're from. Anybody, any other foreigners from Kentucky? Laramie for Jesus. Yes. Yes. Okay, I'm going to shut up, but I do have a prayer request. This is God. I know it is. Is it okay if I give you all a prayer request? What time is it? I know when the pizza gets here. Hey, I like that. We still got 30 minutes before the pizza gets here. There's no point in getting in a hurry. We're going to pray. We're all going to pray together here in a minute. That'll eat up most of the time in a good way. The Holy Spirit showed me that we needed to get the guarantors, which a guarantor was the people that signed their name and their savings and everything they own to get a loan to build this church. We needed to get them removed. We needed to let Faith Harvest stand on its own and get those names off there so people weren't liable. And in the Spirit, the Lord showed me there's a couple names on there that don't even go here anymore, and that needs to be severed and disconnected. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean that's what needs to happen. Protecting them too, because they've requested it before, and the bank goes, no, it can't happen. So, and I asked the bank one time. They said, no, we can't do that. Well, I called the other day after the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and the girl says, I think we can work something out. So they came out. She brought one of those big financial guys with her and started saying, well, I don't know if we can just take your names off, but I think if we got you a new loan and refinanced, we could do it. So what that boils down to is we're paying about 6 or 6.5% interest now. If we refinance, they said if we refinanced and borrowed an additional $20,000, for some reason, they want to get you into more money. Well, we know that. So if you do that, we can get these names off, and we can let you have this loan for 4.5% interest. I'm going, whoa, that's a lot of money every month, Jesus. That's a lot of money. Yeah, and I'm like, that's a no-brainer because, you know, you can take the 20 grand and just go, here, put this on the principal. So, I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer. But it's remembering the wonders of the Lord. We ask for this. It's our heart's desire, and it's His heart's desire that we get out of debt, this church get out of debt. And, you know, I feel like we can double up on our payments or close to it. And Donna makes a lot of extra payments every year. So I think within 5 years or less, we can have a big celebration. What do they do at churches when they burn the mortgage or whatever? You know, I'm looking forward to that day, man. But, you know, God is so good. And so be praying about that. I don't want to go out of God's will, but it sure sounds like He's trying to bless us. So I got to talk to the board. I haven't talked to them yet and see what they say. But anyway, couldn't do it without asking them. She's ready to get the ball rolling, so praise the Lord. Anybody need strength this morning? Come on up here. Come on up here if you need strength. Enemy been on anybody's back this week, past couple, 3 weeks? Get on up here. Let's take this thing out. Let's take this devil out. Not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody been wanting to witness to people and you just can't get the gumption to do it? Come on up here. Anybody have any need, physical need? Come up here if you got a physical ailment you need to be healed of. We've seen a couple, three people healed and delivered from some demons Wednesday night. I want to tell you, Glenna walked in here and looked like she had the weight of the whole world on her shoulders, and she flew out of here in Jesus' name. God set her free. Okay, so if you don't have no problems and you don't have no sickness and you're really spiritual, get up here and get behind these people and pray for them right now in Jesus' name. Come on. It's either you need Jesus or you've got Jesus and you need to impart. Impart. Impartation. Put on a little joyous type music, you know? You got some. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Heavenly armor will enter the land. Battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against me will stand. Battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord.
I'll pray. I just want to tell you one more thing, man. One more thing. One more thing. Remember the wonders of the Lord, okay? Remember where the Lord set you free from. Remember. I remember one time at Bell South, man, things weren't going too good. And, you know, there was a boss that was, I'm talking after Jesus. And it was like, man, I'm getting to where I really don't like to go to work no more. It's getting hard. It's getting difficult. My joy's not there anymore to finish this race. And the Lord took me back to 3 days I spent at Fawcett Printing Company, and I would say in hell, but I know it's a lot worse than that. And I remembered the noise. I remembered the time creeping by. I remembered low wages. I remembered no benefits. And all of a sudden, the Lord said, remember that and see what I've delivered you to. In Jesus' name, God. And it made me thankful. It made me so thankful that He had promoted me. So Lord, we thank you for promotion, God. Forgive us, God, when we have a murmuring and a complaining spirit, God. Forgive us, Jesus. Forgive us, Jesus. Forgive us, Jesus. Let the praises of God, let the praises of God come out of our mouth. Let the praises of God flow out of our mouth. The praises of God flow out of my mouth. Flow out of my mouth. Flow out of my mouth. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hold your hands up. Thank you, Father. Thank you for delivering me, Father. Thank you, God, for putting my feet on the solid rock, God. I was sinking, but you delivered me, God. Thank you, Jesus. There's more. There's more. There's more. There's more. There's more freedom. There's more joy. There's more prosperity and blessings from the hand of God.